We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
Have you not used the services of an attorney? Did you not know that Jesus Christ is an advocate who would be pleased to plead your case before God? In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, we find this statement. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul wrote, Christ is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. A mediator comes between two or more parties when one or more is offended. An advocate pleads the case of another before a high court of justice. A mediator seeks to make peace. An advocate endeavors to secure justice for his client, or else, if guilty, pleads for mercy on his behalf. In mediation, there are grievances. In advocacy, there are indictments. Yet both the advocate and the mediator seek goodwill. Because of the inability of man to plead his case, it is needful that we have a representative to convey our thoughts in a complete and refined manner. Paul declared to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2:5, For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus. In this quotation of 1 John 2 and 2, it is revealed that Christ is our advocate with the Father God. Christ, therefore, is both advocate and mediator. The true advocate must be just to his client. He must not betray his cause nor suffer it to become a victim of designing enemies. The counsel, or the advocate, is mature and honorable, and is capable of giving his client all hope and comfort possible as he represents his case. Indeed, Jesus is an advocate who knows nothing but justice, love, and mercy. He could not betray his cause, for to do so would to betray the very cause for which he died. His justice and loyalty to those for whom he is pleading was expressed in his own words when he declared, Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. My friends, we're happy today that we can rely upon Jesus Christ, our advocate and mediator, because of his divine and human experience. Not only is he divine and understands our case before the divine and infallible viewpoint, but he lived upon the earth in human flesh as man, and experienced the temptation and bitterness of this life. He is an advocate who understands and is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Yes, he suffered pain in his very soul when the bitter darts from the enemies pierced his heart. He was slandered, persecuted, and falsely accused, even suffered the humiliation of the crucifixion on the Roman cross. Yes, beloved, Christ, our mediator and advocate, suffered even the ordinary pains and afflictions of the human body. He was the Son of Man, as well as the Son of God. What I'm saying to you, beloved, is Christ is our advocate and mediator, who knows the sufferings of humanity and is fully prepared to represent us before the heavenly court. To the Hebrews, Paul wrote in Hebrews 4, verse 15, For we have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one that hath been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. From this quotation, it is evident that our Lord, an advocate, not only knows man as he really is, but is able to mediate for him, completely and divine, and be the redeemer of man's soul. An honorable advocate will not attempt to defend or plead the case of bad and wicked characters. Jesus, our heavenly advocate, will not plead the case of wicked and sinful men before the Father at the judgment. It is true that he pleads for mercy, for without it, no one could be saved. But he does not plead for those who refuse to submit to his Father's will. For the sinner and ungodly, the divine advocate will ask for justice, which will be eternal punishment in hell. Concerning the righteous and wicked, Christ declared in Matthew 25, 46, The wicked shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Eternal punishment will last just as long for the wicked as eternal life will last for the righteous. An advocate who is full of love and mercy is grieved to see a poor man who is not financially able to secure the services of an attorney attempt to plead his own case before the judge or the jury. Rather, he prefers to volunteer his services without expectation of fee. My friends, hear me. Are you listening? It is indeed a very poor man or woman, in faith and loyalty, who will have the audacity to attempt to plead his own case before the great judge of all the earth. Yet, there are many, many people in the world who place themselves exactly in that position. Every man and woman who claims that he does not need to be a Christian, a member of the Lord's church, of which Christ is the head, representative, and advocate, is daring to plead his own case on his own merits before God the Father, an omnipotent judge. There are many people today who have the idea that just so one is a good person. He does not need to be a Christian to be saved. He does not need to be a member of the Lord's church to be saved. Yet in Ephesians 5 and verse 23, the venerable Apostle Paul declared that Christ is the Savior of his church, which is his body. Morality alone is sufficient, some people would presume. But what a fatal delusion. My friends, your goodness and morality does not place Christ as your advocate and mediator. Although he is pleased with morality and demands such of all men, yet morality alone is not Christianity. Morality is simply goodness minus Christ, whereas Christianity is goodness plus Christ. The very fact that you may choose to try to plead your own case without Christ on your own merits is evidence of the fact that you do not want a Savior. You're saying that you do not need an advocate. You're announcing before God and the people of all the earth that you do not need a mediator between you and God, whom you have offended, because of your sins of transgressions and disobedience. In other words, you are telling God that you're able to save yourself, even though you have displeased him and exposed yourself to his wrath. You are telling the court of heaven that it was all a mistake to have sent Christ, the Son of God, to this earth to suffer and die for mankind. You are telling our Lord that the shedding of his precious blood was a mistake and all in vain. Any man or woman, boy or girl, who would have the audacity to claim that he does not need to be a Christian in order to be saved is poor and blind in spirit. Yes, he gave his blood for the church, redeemed the church with his own precious blood, as we read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 and 1 Peter 1:18. Yet, man tells God before Christ that he does not need Christ, he does not need his church, he does not need an advocate. Oh, my friend, you are telling God that you are refusing Christ as your Savior, advocate, and mediator. Poor little insignificant creature of this earth, yet dare to come into the august presence of an almighty God and presume to demand salvation on the basis of your weak, feeble, and admitted sinful life. May I impress upon your minds, if you aren't a Christian, you definitely do not have Christ as your advocate and mediator. You are on your own, and that means hopelessness. Without Christ as mediator and representative, man is hopelessly groping in darkness and in despair. It was needful that our God in heaven send a representative from on high to tell us at least things we need to know in order to be saved. We need to know ourselves. Who is able to fathom his own nature? Not even man himself knows his own heart at all times. Even our own hearts may deceive us. Who is able to completely restrain the desires and passions and appetites of the flesh? Who is such a master of himself that he could not be tempted and swayed by the master tempter, the devil? I tell you, my friends, that man does not live on earth today. There was only one. and he left this earth some 2,000 years ago. Jesus knows us, for he made us, and knows what is in us. He came into this world and lived as a man that we might have the joy of everlasting life. He knew how to live in the world, and yet how to behold man as he is in the world. I ask you, beloved, who is it that desires and defines and exposes sin as it really is? Do you not desire salvation from sin? Jesus is the divine representative. Do you not care for his services? Who can tell man how to escape the terrible penalty and wages of sin other than Christ, our Savior? The representative services of our Lord as advocate and mediator, in this respect, is invaluable to every soul on this earth. Yet they are without love and mercy and justice and without money or price, that is, the services of our Lord. Yet men may seek to trample under their feet the Son of God and despitefully use his name. Man is not self-existent. We came into this world without our own consent, and so shall we leave it. Tomorrow will be the day, and that tomorrow, no doubt, regardless of when it shall come, may be much sooner than we expect. What dependent souls we are for everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I say, are you listening? Had you ever stopped to think what the results might be if the sun refused to shine, or the cloud refused to shed rain, or the grain refused to grow? Man can do nothing of himself, that is, alone. How could we, poor, wretched, mortal creatures of the earth, come before God with a plea for salvation without Jesus Christ, our advocate and mediator? Christ, our representative, represents us as to sinlessness. That is no man without sin. It is preposterous for man to claim that he is without sin. John the Apostle wrote, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. The best that man can do is plead the righteousness of God, as proven by his faith and loyalty in the kingdom of Christ. As the head of his church, revealed in Ephesians 1:22, Christ is our Redeemer. His redeeming blood is for your salvation. He has redeemed his people and is the mediator and representative and remains unchallenged as to justice, mercy, and integrity. No, he is not ashamed to call us his brethren. Heart to heart and hand in hand, he walks with us through the courts of God and elevates and enriches our standing before God because of his association and influence upon us. He, in love and justice, conveys us and our wants before his Father. The Father always treats him with profound respect. He always reverences the Father in all that he does and says. He looks on this old sin-cursed world and the hopeless condition of the rebellious sinner and mourns over mankind. Unlike any advocate on earth, Christ, our divine advocate, espouses but one cause, and this is for the saving of the soul, and it is never to be diminished upon this earth. Christ Jesus, our advocate and representative, represents Christians in their future home. He has gone to prepare a place for us, and the record says, will come again to receive the faithful. How beautiful heaven must be! Not an inhospitable shore, unfurnished and homeless, but the beautiful home of the soul. Christians are not out at sea like a sinner or infidel, not knowing where they are going. We have an infallible compass in the Word of God, and a mighty counselor in the person of Christ, our Savior and Mediator. It is our desire in prayer that you listening to this broadcast will allow him to be your Savior, your advocate. Churches of Christ presenting these broadcasts of the gospel are anxious about your soul. Hear the Lord as he declares in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Hear these words of the Master as he gave the great commission, saying, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Christ wants to be your advocate. He wants to be your representative. But, my friends, He can only represent you and me before the Heavenly Father as we have obtained forgiveness of sins, as we have become citizens of His kingdom, having been born again, born of water and the Spirit, as the Lord declared to Nicodemus. Surely, your desire is to be saved, and you must need every day that you live Christ as your